Alright, here we go. It's our 100th episode. It's gonna be great. You're gonna do awesome. Alright, is this the headset? Alright, Marion, how the heck do you get this thing on? Just over like this? Alright. Okay, like that? Okay, alrighty, I got my headset on, everybody. Can everybody hear me? Am I coming in clear to everyone on the stage, backstage, outside, everywhere that I need to talk to? Everyone can hear me. Okay, alright. This is Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, coming soon to Facebook. As you all know, I'm the intern here at Sunday Morning Mimosa, and this is Sunday Morning Mimosa's 100th episode, and I'll be your go-to person tonight, so if you have any issues, anything comes up, any questions, please do not, I repeat, do not make any judgments on your own. You will run it by me first, and then I will tell you what to do. Marianne, am I coming in? Can anyone hear me? Because I'm not hearing anything back. Is anything going through, or am I just talking to myself out here? I don't have time for this, Marianne. All right, okay, I'm getting the signal back that everyone can hear me. Now, Marianne, you have a big job tonight. Now, I know we've had our differences in the past, but, you know, tonight we just need to put that all behind us because I really need your help tonight. I can't do this by myself. Lorraine, get out of that. Why is there an old McDonald's bag on the stage? Lorraine's gotten into it. There's ketchup all over her dress. Carlos, get over here right now. Carlos, you need to clean up this mess. You need to get the stain out of Lorraine's dress right now. And then you need to take the dogs out to their seats because we're about to be ready to start. They need to be in their seats for when I do the announcing and then for when I'm out there because they don't want to miss it. I promised them that they wouldn't miss a bit of the show. Go get the OxyClean, get it out of her dress, and then get out there. Limpiar, Carlos, Limpiar. Excuse me, I'll for everyone just for a minute. Take a second. All right, I need to get another radio check. Can everybody just come back to me really quick? Just let me know that you all can hear me because we need to have open communication tonight. All right, Marianne, thank you. Vivian, can you hear me? Carlos, yes, I got you. Thank you. Vivian, come back, please. Thank you, Stevie. You're all set on the red carpet. Okay. And Vivian. Still haven't heard from Vivian. Doesn't surprise me. Hopefully she's taking care of the boys. All right, can I get a... Are the boys all right in the green room? Do they have everything that they need? Marianne, I need you to come out of the sound booth, run down there and double check that Vivian's doing okay because she obviously doesn't know how to use the radio. Okay. All right, thank you, Marianne. Thank you. All right, we're getting ready to start here. Hopefully everybody's in place. All right, this is my big moment. All right, everyone can just... turn off the radios for a minute. I just need a second. Okay. All right, Tawny. This is your big moment. We've been waiting 100 episodes for this. You can do this. Elena Haraz and Mr. Bojangles are here with you tonight. This is what you've been waiting for. We can do this. Carpe diem. All right, and we're on in 5, 4... 3. Hit it!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Sunday Morning Mimosa's 100th episode! I'm your host for this evening, Guy Bianchi! You may know me from hosting the Little Miss Italian League pageants every year for the last 25 years! And with me tonight, helping me co-host, is Tawny R. LaFontaine,
the
original MySpace tranny coming soon to Facebook.
Pleasure to be here.
Before we get started with the ceremonies, let's cut right to the red carpet with our master of ceremonies, all the way from StevieNYC.com, ladies and gentlemen, Stevie NYC!
We just have some of our VIP guests coming in right now. I'm actually here with somebody I didn't expect to be with.
But I know.
Idea.
I know. I need to unbutton. Hello, everybody. Hello. Is this, are we recording? Is it going on here?
We are. We're doing a little pre-show on the red carpet.
Well, this is so exciting. I have to say, you look wonderful.
Oh, you really? Too. Well, you always.
Well, I mean, it's a special event. So I had my husband, Mr. Button. He's my second husband. He's a Jew, which is nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that.
He knows how I feel about it. But I wanted to make sure that I had the best of the best. So he had something couture for me.
Really?
And so here it is. I don't know who the designer is, but whoever the Mexican was, she did a wonderful job. And so we're going to see how it works tonight. I'm so excited. I really am.
Well, you look fabulous. That must have taken, what? Well, probably like 10 minutes.
What?
Getting it all together.
Oh, honey, it takes me a long time. Oh, no. I went down to Antoinette Giordano over on 31st in Astoria. Over at Sheer Fantasy, she did my hair and my makeup, which normally I don't like to go to her because her mother's a whore, and you know what they say, the Lord says the sins of yours are passed down to your mother, and I just can't deal with it. But no, I had no choice. My other girl was booked solid, which I wasn't very happy about, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You can take with a grain of salt and move on.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here with me. We're going to be talking to a few people.
I guess I'm co-hosting now? Is that it? I don't...
Yeah,
is that what the...
sure.
Okay. Gosh,
absolutely.
All right. I feel like Kathy Lee Gifford. I really do.
Well,
Katie Couric or something. So we're supposed to stalk people as they come by or something?
Let's just grab somebody.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I've ever met these two.
Don't change. Yes. Real high school change.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Stevie.
Hey,
Dolce. Hey. So nice to meet you. I read your website every day.
He does.
Anita, you know Phyllis.
Oh, hello, Dolce.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Stevie NYC. Stevie NYC Phyllis. Phyllis,
hey,
Anita. Anita Phyllis.
Hello, Dolce. Nice to meet you. Hello. Hey, hey.
Oh, you know, Stevie NYC, it is so exciting to be here. Dolce and I. Dolce, go find their seats. We are so excited to
be
here.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Well,
is Gloria going to be here this evening also?
Well, security with Gloria, I can't say too much. But, I do think she has something planned. She isn't here with me now, but I think she will be here later on. If you know Gloria, and I'm sure you do, she has something just spectacular planned.
I'm sure she does.
You know, I have to go. Okay, I'm coming, Dolce.
Okay.
We got to go check her
seats.
Okay. Well, you look gorgeous, Phyllis. All right. Bye-bye, doll. Well, she seemed nice.
Yeah, she was very pleasant.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to be.
Well, we're still here at the Lori Jean Fanfarillo Theater for Performing Arts.
Oh, and it's such a gorgeous theater, the Lori Jean. Oh, well, I mean, I grew up here, and I remember Gina Mirandola. I used to perform a little number here.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
They would have to do a talent show every year. Oh, my God, who is that? Do you see that?
No. What?
You know who she is. That's the shady Asian lady.
What?
Somebody stop her. She can't come in here. No, absolutely not. This is the Lori Jean Fanfarillo Theater for Performing Arts.
It looks like she has a ticket.
No, I don't think that's right. This is the Lori Jean.
But,
I mean, this is the last theater to accept Afro-Americans in. I mean, honest to goodness, Steve, I think it was 1987 before an Afro-American stepped foot in here.
But you know who she is.
I do know who she is. Well, she owns the Chinese, the number one kitchen over on 35th. No,
well,
honey.
She has to be invited.
I don't think they let Asians in.
Should we check at the door?
Stop being racist. Here she comes. Hello, how are you, Joel? How are you? I have ticket. Hello, I have ticket. You let me into the theater. I have a ticket to the theater.
I don't think you can come in here.
You take my ticket? You may have a ticket, honey, but I don't think you can come in here. No, I have a ticket. I bought a ticket.
I don't know. It's fine, ma'am.
I don't think it is fine.
We don't take your tickets, but if you go see the man up there, sure.
I don't know about that. Don't you look at me that way. You know I have a ticket.
I
bought a ticket there.
Really,
she's saying she has a ticket.
I
bought a ticket there.
Please take your ticket to the door.
Enjoy the show. I don't know what's going on. Oh my God, take a look at that over there. Stevie, they are not coming in here, are they?
It's Diamantation and Little Sparkle.
They're coming in here. You love them? Hey.
Yeah, they're great. They're staring
at
you.
Look at what the... Hello, how are you? How are you, too? Hello, how are you? Anita M. Buffum, nice to meet you.
Hey, girl. Hey. Stevie NYC here. Can we talk to you for a minute?
Sure, girl. You can, yeah, you can talk to us.
Of course.
My name
this is my girl right here.
Thank you, girl. Thank you. My name is Shanice Eddy. Mm-hmm. But you can call me, my friends call me like Shay Shay, Lil Shay, Lil Ray Ray, Niecy, Lil Nicey. But you, but most of my good friends call me Lil Sparkle.
Lil Sparkle.
And
that's right.
How you all know me.
That's right. That's right.
That's me. And this is my girl, D. Mm-hmm. Say what up, D.
What up?
Hey,
yeah, that's right. My name is D. For all you that my friends.
Hello.
But
thank you. Take
when
a
I am,
girl, take
when
a
I am singing in church and yes, raising girl. My voice to the Lord,
hello.
You will call me by my God given name.
Oh,
and that name is Donamentation. Okay? But you can call me D. You can call me D
but
right now. We friends.
Day.
We friends,
you can
right?
Call her
mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. Sing it, girl.
That's right. Thank you, girl.
Sing it like you
thank
in church.
Thank you, girl. I'm so excited
you
about tonight.
Good,
I know, girl. I'm just so excited. Mm.
And who are you ladies wearing tonight?
Oh, this from Rainbow.
It looks cute, too, girl.
It
we gotta go.
Cute.
We gotta
go. It was on sale. It was on sale, remember?
No, girl, we need to go take our things
all right.
I'm not even sending that to some old middle-aged man cracker all up in my grill.
Okay,
okay
all right.
And I also gotta call my man.
You better call your man because if your phone rings during the show, girl, if you pull a Kiki Jenkins at this show, I am gonna get up and leave you, okay?
Girl, I would not pull a Kiki Jenkins. Wait, you do not know what
you're
talking about.
And these gentlemen over here want to take our picture.
Hello.
All right, we gotta go.
Oh my God, Stevie. Oh, I do not know.
They were very nice. Well, except for when they just cut me off and left.
Honey.
But
why don't even, I can't even believe people now. You know, well, problem is parents.
Right.
No, I mean, really. Gina Marie, my best love in the whole world, she has two kids. But let me tell you. The way she raised them, they might as well raise themselves. And they, God, they're so disrespectful. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing in my life. But but those two is something else,
well,
honey.
You know, we have a very eclectic audience for Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Well, I guess that, I can't even.
It's a nice to have a.
No, you know what it is,
Stevie?
This is embarrassing. I had no idea. He had been coming on the show week after week after week thinking I'm performing for civilized people. Little do I know, I've got, you know.
Well, I'm sure you have a very wide, that should make you feel good that you have a wide range of audience. People all over.
Honey, I do not want to feel like I'm going to be mugged and raped after one of the shows when I leave at night. Really?
Well, I'm getting word that we need to move inside, but thank you all for joining us.
Oh, good.
On this red carpet experience tonight. We'll see you all inside and get ready for the show.
All right, bye boy. I got to go warm up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 100th episode of Sunday Morning Mimosa, live from the Laurie Jean Fanfarillo Theater for the Performing Arts, starring Sunday Morning Mimosa's very own James, Joe, and Steven.
And me, Tony R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace trend. Coming soon to Facebook.
With special appearances by
Gloria Victoria Mastoria,
Anita M. Buffum,
Gina Marie Ritali,
and the cast of the Showgirls of the Comeback. With special performances by
Lottie and Dottie Dodd and the Itsy Bitsies, a group of the world's finest little people performers.
And now to the main stage of the Laurie Jean Fanfarillo Theater for Performing Arts, your MC for this evening, all the way from StevieNYC.com, Stevie NYC!
It's great to see such comforting faces in the audience. I see Nico and Bull out there. We're just going to get right on it. Everybody, please make sure your cell phones are off, though. I don't want anybody pulling a Kiki Jenkins, no sparkling looking at you.
No,
all right, now, we're all here tonight to celebrate the 100th episode of Sunday Morning Mimosa. You all know it, you all love it, and it's been 100 episodes, 100 great, 100 hilarious, 100 amazing episodes. So we're here to celebrate that, commemorate that, and we have a great show ahead. First, we're going to start off with an interview with the creators, So those of you that don't know their backstory, things about them, we're going to get there. We're going to find out. Then after that, we're going to bring out all your favorite cast of characters, talk to some of them, hear some sounds by some of them. Some of them will perform for you. Let's get started. Gil, our producer Gil, everybody. Three years ago, a little thing called Sunday Morning Mimosa started. Here we are now, celebrating 100 great episodes. First out with me tonight is Travis James, one of the creators. Come on out, Travis.
Oh, hello, everybody. This is exciting. Hello. Yeah. Oh, my God, look at all these people here.
How excited are you?
Actually, how are you, Stevie?
Good, how are
you? Thank you for being here and doing this with us. We're so excited to have you.
I mean, I'm excited to be here. I'm honored.
I do have to give a quick shout out to Nico and Bula. How are you guys today? It's good to see you. You made it all the way out from our normal studio to the, here we are at the Lori Jean Fanfarrillo Theater Performing Arts.
Big deal.
This is a big deal. So here we are.
So let's talk about not only us being here today, but how we got here.
Okay.
So let's go from the beginning. What gave you the idea? What started, what sparked, what happened?
Well, you know, I started the show with Joe,
right,
who will be out in a minute. And, you know, I was looking to do something creative. I was doing music for a while. But that kind of stopped for a little bit. And I just needed to be doing something creative. That's kind of...
That was your...
I mean,
I need to get something. So how did it become a podcast and comedy? Do you have experience writing? Do you have experience in comedy?
Well,
like, what's...
I grew up doing musical theater.
Right.
Surprise. I know, surprise. Weird. And I always wanted to do music. I wanted to be a singer. That
right.
was my dream. And after I realized I wasn't going to be able to be Britney Spears...
Well, we can't all be Britney Spears.
Thank God. I just wanted to be doing something creative and... being more of a performer than a music writer,
right,
or playing any instruments professionally, I didn't really know what to do as far as music. And I had always, in high school and growing up, I always had these characters that I would do and comedy stuff. And everyone was always saying, oh, you should be on Saturday Night Live and you should be a comedian.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of being on Saturday Night Live and doing sketch comedy. I don't really consider myself a stand-up comedian,
right,
so... I didn't really, not that I wouldn't like to do that, but it's just not something that I...
It's not something that happens.
Yeah, it wasn't my comfort zone.
Right.
And so one day I was chatting with a good friend of mine and telling him that I wanted to be doing something creative, and he had mentioned to me podcasts, which I had not really ever heard of.
Right. Well, they were just getting big.
Yeah, they were. And I had actually just gotten a brand new MacBook.
Ooh.
And was playing around with some of the recording equipment
uh-huh.
and programs on there. And he had told me that his partner, Joe, was into podcasts and wanted to start one. And at that point, Joe and I weren't even... I wouldn't say we were friends. We were just more acquaintances.
Right.
And I don't want to get into too much of that story without him out here. But
yeah, okay.
That's kind of how
that
started.
Back.
Yeah, that's kind of how that started. So we got together and just recorded, but...
So 3 years ago when you sat down with Joe and you talked about this and somehow this all got cooked up,
uh-huh.
is this where you saw it going, or was this kind of just, it evolved this way?
It kind of just evolved this way, really, and, you know, I think a lot of people are skeptical about podcasts and, you know, this kind of media, but I'm excited about it because... It's kind of one of those things, like with music, I didn't really know where to go or what to do. I just knew I liked it, and I knew I liked to perform and sing. And
uh-huh.
But with the podcast, it's our show anyway, has kind of paved its own way.
Right.
And, you know, I think we, at least I do, look at the bigger picture. And, you know, we're looking at eventually Sunday Morning Mimosa becoming, you know, well, going into other, I don't want to say too much,
right.
but
well, that,
going
I
into
gonna
other.
I was going to ask a question about that.
Well, we can talk about, I don't want to get into all of it too much before everybody's out
right,
here,
right,
but
right.
Yeah, I definitely look to it as, well, like, you know, we do our live shows.
Right.
We have the live shows that we do, and, you know, we're looking at producing some other sort of live events and, you know, some other videos
uh-huh.
and, you know, we'll see where that leads us, but we're...
That's what's great about this medium, because it's not like writing a song, because you write a song, the song's done.
Right.
But this is, you know, we're 100 episodes later now, and
I'm going to use a big word. It's very malleable. Our show's very malleable.
It's like a ball of clay.
Yeah, we could do so much with it, really. I mean, the possibilities are endless, and we're always talking about where we see it going and the projects that we'd like to be working on and things of that nature.
Well, is it about time to bring out Joe?
I think we should feel right. guilty talking about too
right.
much without...
Exactly.
Without
I want his input, too.
Yes. So,
All right, Joe, come on out. Hey, Joe, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Wow, this is really impressive here.
Hello, the Laura Jean.
I know.
Laura Jean.
I would say as a little kid, I dreamed of performing at the Laura Jean, but, you know, I didn't know of it when I was little, but I'm sure I would have if I'd been here.
Well, it's a big milestone.
It's big. It's really amazing. It's really amazing. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. We're just at a point in conversation where it seemed necessary to bring you out.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, we want to see your input. So we were talking to Travis James here about how the show got started and what his involvement was with that.
Right.
And we started talking about how he found you.
Mm-hmm.
So you agree with all that? Nothing you want
to
add?
No disputes. I was listening backstage. I didn't have to take any notes. So I guess we're okay to go forward. I can verify everything that he said is to be true.
Is normally how things at work. People normally look to you to verify.
Exactly. Yeah. They look at you like, okay. And then they look at me and I get the nod and it's okay.
Great.
Pretty much how it goes.
So what exactly is your experience or your... like expertise.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but this is the perfect time, and I had to come out here and sorry. Okay. I just wanted to tell you boys how amazing it has been for me to be part of this awesome show. I don't know where I would be without it. And I can't believe it's been 100 episodes. It seems like just yesterday that we all started this up from the ground up. And look at where we've come. And through all our hard work and dedication. And I just want to thank you boys for letting me be a part of it. I don't know what would have happened if this didn't come along. So in preparing for this 100th episode, I knew it was going to be a really, really big event. And you know, I just wanted to do something to show you boys how appreciative I am. And, you know, I was trying to think of a way that we can celebrate 100 episodes of the best podcast there's ever been and ever will be. So, you know, I talked to Roberta, my good friend who owns Happy Oaks Trailer Park, and, you know, where I live. And we were just talking, what can I do? Because, you know, I want to show you boys how much you mean to me. And she knew an amazing pet choreographer who, you know, I was a little apprehensive at first because getting Lorraine off the couch sometimes can really be a chore, lately anyway. But don't worry, she did. Oh, all right, Lorraine. Okay, yeah, she did. She did. She got off the couch. She went every day. Her and my two Rottweilers, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels and Robbie David McDaniels, her husband, they really went every day. I brought them over along with Bethany, who was really the star of the show. And they practiced and practiced and practiced. So without further ado, actually, a little bit more ado, I need to set up. So you guys can continue maybe a little bit, but I'm going to just need some time. There's a bit of a setup. There's some props. I want to just make sure everything's perfect for this tribute to Sunday Morning Mimosa. So you guys can continue for a few minutes. I'll give a holler when I'm ready. I'll just be back here. Hopefully I won't be disturbing you. So folks out there in the audience, don't pay any attention to me right now. Focus back over there with them. And I'm telling you, it's going to be worth the wait. So just give me a few seconds.
Well, okay. Stevie, why don't we continue where we left off?
Carlos, get out here. Bring all the
special
props.
When we started doing this, I had just moved
the special
to the city,
props you got from Mexico.
And,
bring them out.
Before we had moved
ready?
To the state where we knew Travis from, and hated it living. Not hated. I don't know. Hated living there. Hated my job. Wasn't really happy with a lot of things.
Right.
So decided to move down to the city. Quit my job.
without any other job, because I was lucky enough to have someone that could support me for a little while I figured out what I want to do.
She's a kept
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, yeah. So,
every
gal's dream.
Every
gal's
dream.
And honestly,
5 minutes till showtime.
Why we decided to move was all right. It's not really. It sort of pushed us because we both listen to a podcast called Lucky Bitch Radio by Wanda Wisdom. And we liked it a lot, and she had gone through a similar thing, and it sort of was like, well, maybe I could do that, you know, and it made me want to do a podcast. So,
right. So this was exciting enough for you to make you move.
Well, I mean, we had it in our head, but you know, it was like, it sort of got us thinking about that kind of thing, and maybe I could do something with this and that kind of thing. So anyway, we moved.
Carlos,
you know,
not there. That doesn't
here.
Go there. Bethany needs that to the right. We went through this in rehearsal. If it's not on the right, she will. I don't even want to talk about
it.
It needs to be
evolved,
over there.
Like crazy. Yeah. It's not like anything I pictured it to be when we first started.
Definitely took on a life of its own.
Oh,
like,
yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
And a lot of times, and I got to say, it was your a lot of your vision for
Carlos,
it.
Is it almost right?
Because I didn't see, like, everything that I had known about podcasts was someone sitting there talking, like a talk radio, like just
right.
Sitting there talking about what's going on. And then, you know, it's interesting to a point, but it's.
I don't want to hear
yeah,
excuses, Carlos.
Like,
I need production.
To a lot of podcasts
Let's
now,
go.
Because
Let's go,
busy
Carlos.
Or,
Let's move
you know,
it,
it doesn't keep me
in.
Coming back.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing that sets you guys apart is really the characters. And, you know, it's a character driven podcast.
Excuse
right.
me
you don't
again. Sorry. Anywhere. Sorry to interrupt. Hopefully, we haven't been too much of a nuisance over here while we got ready, but I think. Carlos, we're set, right? All right, it is a go. All right, everybody in place. Bethany and the dogs are in place. Okay. Carlos, please get Robbie D. McD into his big wheel and light the fiery ring of death and lower Bethany into the tank of water. All right, let me walk you through what you're going to see here because it's all going to happen so fast. You're going to be so amazed you're not even going to know what happened. So when I say go, what is going to happen is Robert David McDaniels, my Rottweiler here, will ride his big wheel up the ramp and jump these 100 Matchbox cars, which are, as you can see, lit on fire. Once he reaches the platform, which is weight sensitive, it will trigger the cannon that my other Rottweiler, his wife, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels, is anxiously awaiting in. She will be fired off and death-defyingly soar through the fiery ring of death. As she goes through the fiery ring of death, there is a trigger on it that will raise my Snow White teddy bear hamster, Bethany, who is currently in a straitjacket in a tank of water. She will be raised directly out of the water. She will by that time be out of her straitjacket. She will run over and light off the fireworks that Carlos has gotten from Mexico, and they will go off and it will say, happy 100th episode, Sunday Morning Mimosa. Prepare to have your minds blown. All right, everybody in place, and before it gets any smokier in here, we are ready to go. And in 5, 4, hit it! Get out of the theater, please. Just exit the theater as quickly as possible. Oh my God, Lorraine, your chest is on fire. Stop, drop, and roll, Lorraine. Stop, drop, and roll.